Finally today, rock groups in Kosovo don't often make much of a splash beyond the Balkans. Take the band Gillespie. They have a big fan base at home, but they dream of getting out and about in the world. Nate Tabak reports from Pristina.
As guitarist Gurish Godra tells it, his band Gillespie didn't set out to shake up Pristina's underground rock world. It just sort of happened.
We closed ourselves in a basement for a year. We did some material and stuff, and then accidentally we got into a scene because a lot of our friends were curious to know what was going on in a basement, so they just came there.
And what they found was something people hadn't heard in Kosovo's capital. Gillespie's wistful melodies, commanding bass lines, and lyrics about simple, beautiful things stood in contrast to the political turmoil and social problems that dominate life in post-war Kosovo. That's Lule Djeli, which is Albanian for sunflower. It's off Gillespie's 2006 debut album, In Ordinary Day. The love song topped regional charts, and it caught the attention of MTV producers. They invited the band to open for the Red Hot Chili Peppers in Serbia. It should have been Gillespie's big break, but it fell through. Their security couldn't be guaranteed, and Serbia also wouldn't honor their travel documents. The quartet's frustrations just grew after that. Gillespie went on a two-year hiatus. The band reformed last fall, but then their lead singer soon quit, only 2 days before a gig in Skopje, Macedonia. With their revival in peril, Gillespie quickly found a replacement, and the problem was solved.
Except that I didn't know the lyrics to the songs.
That's the replacement, Hanna Zecha.
And we got to practice only one day, not a day and a half even. Yeah, just 2 hours. We went through all the songs. And we went to Skopje, we played together, I had fun, I didn't know the lyrics, it was fine, everything was fine. And after that, yeah, that's rock and roll.
Now, more than 6 months later, Zecha is firmly on board, and Gillespie just released their sophomore LP. It's called I Count on an Abacus. This track, Anissa, is about a young girl who learns to fly. It channels the innocence and blissful naivete of a nursery rhyme with a slicker, more mature sound than Gillespie's earlier work. The playful lyrics seem to speak to the unrequited desire of Kosovo's young population to see and experience the world. Kosovars need visas to go almost anywhere, including the European Union. That's why Gillespie recently spurned several invitations to play in Western Europe.
We couldn't travel because we needed all the visas in the world and everything. So it's definitely not good to be, first of all, a youngster from Kosovo, and secondly, it's not good to be a band from Kosovo because, you know, you don't really concentrate only on the music part.
Gillespie is taking these frustrations in stride, though, and sticking to a fundamentally positive message in their music. And Škodra is holding on to hope that the band will get that opportunity to speak to a wider audience.
Just give people a chance to show themselves, and then you maybe like it, you know. Who knows? You maybe like it, and then you end up making the life of someone in, I don't know, Brazil happier, you know, or, you know, more cheerful because he likes the music and he smiles every time he listens to it in the morning.
For The World, I'm Nate Tabak, Pristina.
And that's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.